Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study, Galatians chapter 1, we were taught that any time we go to somebody for counseling, that we make sure to back up the counsel with Scripture. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Often, you may hear of a pastor running off with someone that had been in counseling. It got personal. And they gave the traditions of psychology instead of Scripture and shared their heart with one another when they actually should have shared their hearts with God. And that will lead to failure. Often to bad advice, even from good counselors, because you're trusting them instead of the Lord. Ask anyone that you go to for counsel to back up their counsel solidly with the Word of God. Nothing wrong with going to a good, godly man of God for counsel, but make sure they use the Word of God. Now, I ask God for biblical wisdom when people come to me for counsel. But I want them to know, and any Christian counselor should want them to know, that their help, their counsel, their strength cometh from the Lord. Not when their faith is more in me than the Lord, waiting only for what I will say rather than what saith the Lord. And if I don't direct them that way, then I fail. Advice from godly people should only be accepted when we see it is in line with the Scriptures and it comes from the Lord, without compromise of the Word or His holiness. Folks, I've seen marriage counseling and even Christian counseling courses. And these people are teaching to make compromises of things that God's Word says no on. That's not from God. That's filthy. That's depraved. And unfortunately, the devil is a deceiver. He's the father of deceit. And many times he's deceived counselors who think they're doing right. See, the true worship of God is still in spirit and in truth, as Jesus said in John 4:23 and 24. You need to know Jesus. I need to know him on the inner man. Know him through the truth of his word. There were those coming to Galatia, adding circumcision and other things in order to be saved or to stay saved. It shows they thought the very Spirit of God could not keep them without the help of the flesh. So that's why it says in verse 17 that he went to Arabia and then returned again unto Damascus. Moses, like Paul, received the finest education of his day. But God had to take Moses into the desert for 40 years to put on the finishing touches. Man's way is so short of the wisdom and knowledge of God. In Scripture, we see Paul, Moses, and David, who is a king as ordained by God. Men who must live in the desert while hunted by a king and an army trying to kill David. He must live in caves, sleep under the stars, and exist in enemy territory. One of the great principles of life is that God must work in us before He can work through us. Let me say that again. Grab hold of this, Christian. God must work in us before He can work through us. Therefore, you need to be in the Word of God on a daily basis and meditating therein. Regardless of your education, even if it's a Christian education in the best of fundamental colleges, Bible colleges, and you've been reared in the best Christian home, it is the Lord Jesus Christ by His Holy Spirit who must do a great work in you if you're going to be used effectively by Him. Even the most educated of men are novices when they first get saved. That's why Paul had to go to the wilderness for 3 years. Now, having said all of this today, let me just add one other thing. People tried to mess with the way of salvation. They tried to add something to it. There are others that try to take something from it. Oh, just believe. You don't have to pray. You don't have to repent. You don't have to do any of that. And that very teaching has made the secular progressive movement in churches today so very strong. Those others that have works, it's also been so wrong. You know, in John 14:6, about salvation, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father, that is, no man goes into heaven, He says, but by me." You see, nobody can save you but Jesus. And so He says in Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, in other words, Lord, His deity, He was God in the flesh. That's what the word Emmanuel meant. God with us. He was God in the flesh. Jesus was the name of His humanity. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that you're saying, yes, I believe that He was both God and He was the Jesus that would die for my sin. And shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. You believe that it was His deity that raised His humanity. And you can be saved. But you must admit that you're a sinner. Romans 3:10 says, there's none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You must be willing to turn to Christ and turning from your sin by turning to Him. That is, you're allowing Him to cleanse you of your sin. For we're told in 1 John 1:7 that we are cleansed by His blood. In Acts 17:30, He says, repent. That God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day in which He will judge the world. And how? By that man whom He has raised from the dead, by Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. 1 John 2:2 says He is the propitiation, the full payment for all sin, for all time. 1 Peter 2:24 says that He bore our sins in His own body on the tree. We find out in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Romans 5:8 it says, God commendeth His love toward you, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, He died for us. And then you turn to Him with your heart, your life. Take out your heart, you take out the life. Is that right? For with the heart the man believeth unto righteousness. That is the righteousness of Christ. You're trusting Him and Him alone for your salvation. and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. He's coming in as your God, as your Lord, as your Savior, your Master. You're giving your life to Him. And you're going to allow Him to make you what you ought to be. But for the salvation before God, we are all guilty sinners, and we need a Savior. And Jesus is that Savior. And if you're willing for Him to cleanse you of your sin, you're willing to give Him your life today. He said, whosoever, in Romans 10:13, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, you can do that right now, right where you are. In a moment, I'm going to pray a prayer. And the prayer will only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you would mean it, you want to ask Jesus to be your Savior right now, then let me encourage you to pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me and cleanse me from all my sin by your precious blood. I believe Jesus died on the cross, shedding his precious blood for all my sin. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant that, would you write us and let us know? You can either contact us through email or you can write us at our physical address. And we'd like to hear from you. Also, Christian, we'd like to hear from you. You're saved and you say, you know, I am saved and I want to live for Jesus. I just want to get closer to Him. I want to be like Paul that you were talking about that really just got to know Him in such a personal, deep, intimate way. I want to get to know Him. I want to commit myself to daily being in the Word and in prayer and meditating on the things of God. And I want to be faithful. And I want to be found faithful of Him. And just write us and let us know that. And let us know that you're hearing the program and it's a blessing to you. So listen to our announcer. He'll give you our web address through which you can email us. And he'll also give you our physical address. Now also, let somebody else know of your decision for Jesus Christ. Tell a family member. Tell somebody at a church. If you don't belong to a church, look in your yellow pages for Baptist Fundamental Independent. Call them up and tell them of the decision that you've made and go forward from there. Well, I want to thank you today for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. I pray that you will ask your friends to listen in, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.